He wants to help Ukraine even more. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Biden plans to speak this morning in support of the country being invaded by Russia, reportedly planning to ask Congress for more aid in addition to the money and weapons and ammo already sent. But Russia's leader is warning of consequences for those who intervene and create strategic threats to Russia.
Our retaliatory strikes will be lightning fast. We have all the tools for this, things no one else can boast of having.
This is Vladimir Putin's forces keep bombarding eastern Ukraine.
An update on that dire standoff in Mariupol, the once flourishing port city now nearly leveled. The Ukrainian Marine commander, who has been sheltering underground for weeks, released a new video saying there are hundreds of Marines and elderly and injured people who are still in that standoff. He is once again pleading for some type of rescue.
Fox's Matt Finn in Lviv. Trevor Reed's back in the U.S., returning overnight on a flight from Russia after being freed in a prisoner swap. The former Marine was jailed there for 3 years.
It's going to really hit us when we get to put our arms around him and hug him.
That's his mother, Paula. Reed was exchanged for a Russian pilot in prison here on a drug smuggling conspiracy conviction. The head of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, testifies at the Capitol again today.
We are preparing and have been preparing, and we're implementing our plans. We are building further. We are intensifying our efforts.
He's talking about Title 42, which the Biden administration wants to lift next month. Republicans fear that will lead to a bigger surge of migrants coming to the U.S. A shooting interrupts shopping at a Target store in Kissimmee, Florida last night.
One person was shot and killed, three people injured, and two people were hurt trying to run away.
So all you hear is shots going bum, 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 bum. And then you hear a return fire, bum, bum, bum.
What led up to all of this? Still unclear.
Daniel Lama with Fox 35 TV. It turns out sheriff's deputies were the ones who opened fire, but the Osceola County Sheriff isn't giving many details. America's listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
A 14-year-old boy is now jailed in Wisconsin, charged as an adult for murdering a 10-year-old girl Sunday in Chippewa Falls.
His intention was to rape and kill the victim from the get-go.
That's District Attorney Wade Newell in California. Family friend among those charged in the kidnapping of a baby on Monday.
She is the person that went shopping with grandmother.
Police in San Jose say they believe 43-year-old Yesenia Ramirez was in contact with the man who took a three-month-old baby boy from his family's Bay Area home while the grandmother was unloading the groceries. Police Sergeant Christian Camarillo says surveillance video shows 28-year-old Jose Roman Portillo walking toward the apartment with an infant car seat and a blanket.
I grew up in an era where missing kids ended up on milk cartons because they were never found, and who knows what happened to them. As a parent, you think worst case.
The baby was found unharmed Tuesday in a home where Portillo lived. A third suspect is also charged with kidnapping, but a motive remains under investigation. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could surge. Dow futures up over 200 points, while markets overseas also rise. After a mixed day, the Dow gained 61 points, but the Nasdaq lost one. Two more teams moving on in the NBA playoffs.
The reigning champs are second round bound.
The DeRozan pass ends up in a missed three-pointer for the Bulls as Giannis barrels his way in, and that's going to be a block. Count the basket.
Call courtesy of TNT. Giannis Antetokounmpo with the hoop and harm, part of a game-high 33 points as the Milwaukee Bucks rock the Chicago Bulls 116-100, taking their opening round series 4-1. The Bucks on to the Eastern Conference semifinals in the NBA playoffs, opening a best of seven against the Boston Celtics Sunday. The Golden State Warriors, the first team out of the Western Conference to advance, defeating the Denver Nuggets 102-98 to win that series 4-1. Steph Curry with 30 points in the victory. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
On the ice, the Dallas Stars clinched the last NHL playoff spot. I'm Dave Anthony. This is
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground. In-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.